Struggling to move your nonprofit forward? You've come to the right place. Welcome to the Nonprofit Architect, where we are giving you the actionable steps you need to launch and grow your nonprofit organization. Now, here's your host, Travis Johnson.
Hey, you're listening with Travis Johnson, the Nonprofit Architect. I'm on today with Liam Klein. Now, Liam is the founder and CEO of Chaotic Spider Foundation. The thing that's really surprising is he's crushing it at 15 years old. Liam, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm just glad to connect with you, glad to get you on the show and hear what Chaotic Spider Foundation does.
The main thing we do is we help children who are suffering from PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. And we do this in a few ways. The main way, and definitely the most expensive way, is by training and providing service dogs. But we also give grants to an intensive trauma therapy program, ITT, in West Virginia, as well as just spreading information around, because very few people talk about mental health or PTSD in general, but even among that group, childhood PTSD is essentially the little redheaded stepchild, because literally there is nothing about it. Like, I've got into it because I have PTSD, and I looked everywhere when I got my diagnosis, and there is nothing that is about children who have PTSD that's actually geared towards those kids, just as a, hey, you're not alone type of thing. Mm-hmm. And here's what's actually going on. You're not going crazy. So we also just spread the word and like give referrals to therapists and that kind of thing.
That's really cool. I love the mission. And I've talked to a few organizations that train service dogs. And I know for a fact that it is not cheap. Not cheap at all. And you've got all these kids out there that antidepressants don't work, antipsychotics don't work, diet and exercise, proper sleep don't work. And it comes down to finding another solution to help people with PTSD. And in this case, you're attacking a problem using service jobs. And I think that's just fantastic. So how do you go about talking adults into giving up their money and helping support your cause?
With much difficulty, but basically just showing how, unfortunately, we haven't quite placed a dog yet. However, our very first service dog, Lance, is currently, or in the next few days, will be on his way to the very first child who's in Pennsylvania. So, woo!
That's exciting. That's great news.
So hopefully then, with an actual success story under our belt, we'll be able to better essentially market, though I don't think that's the right word, but really just looking at this, my service dog, Einstein.
What's his name?
Einstein.
Einstein. Perfect. He wants to get to his first podcast too.
Yeah. But really just looking at me and how a service dog, Einstein, has helped me just since I got my diagnosis. I literally was trying to kill myself just to make everything end. So Einstein literally saved my life. So really just spreading how that happened is probably the main thing.
That's perfect. That's wonderful. It's really important to connect people in whatever organization, my listeners out there, whatever organization you have under your belt, whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to push, you have to find a way to connect with the donors, have a story that impacts them in the heart, hits them in the feels, so they're willing to then support your cause so they can join you in helping to combat childhood PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to be pretty busy as a 15-year-old and running your own foundation, and you're still in school. How do you balance everything?
It's really nice because I'm actually in an online school. It's Laurel Springs, so I don't have to walk around like an 8 to 2 p.m. This is when I'm doing schoolwork and then homework and then foundation things. So it's literally just when I can do my schoolwork literally whenever I have the free time. So it's just my Calc 2 class that I'm taking at the community college that I have to walk around time-wise. Everything else is just, okay, when I have the time to do it, I can do it, which is really nice.
That's nice that you have that kind of flexibility. I know there's a lot of adults in your situation where they're trying to work a full-time job and also trying to run a nonprofit and also have families and also have all those things going on, or they have kids that are trying to go to school and sports and all those things. Yeah. So it's nice that you have a way that you can actually find and make the time to do the things that you need to for both your education and for the foundation. Have you had a chance to go speak in front of service organizations like Rotary Club and such like that?
I don't believe so. Really, the only, like, I go to an event and speak was I was at the New Jersey Women's Realtors Conference this past September, and I had a little speech there, but I haven't. I'm also partnering with a company here in New Jersey. Well, they're across the country, but the branch here in New Jersey called Avid Exchange. So I haven't really gone to any place like that now.
That's cool. It's nice you get up on stage in September. I know that one of the things that really helped me out was when I started getting in front of different groups and different organizations, being able to speak about our mission at the time when I was with Books by Vets, and then again on the Shine Foundation, be able to actually spread the word with people that are very interested in what it is that you're doing. And I find service organizations in particular to be invaluable resources when it comes to actually getting some support.
Yeah, it really helps when people both have a clue what you're talking about and when they're really interested in what you're saying.
Yes, 100%. 100%. So where do you hope to find your organization here in 5 years? What's your goal?
There isn't really like a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan or anything like that. It's just our goal is that no child essentially has to go through what I have. Since we unfortunately, PTSD is something you can't just get rid of. It's not like the flu. It'll pass eventually. It literally rewires the way that your brain works. So once you have it, it will always be with you. And really, our goal is to make it so that, and unfortunately, we can't prevent children from getting it. But ideally, just so that children can get back to being kids, so that they aren't just controlled by the PTSD, so that they are controlling it, whether that means just they're on a few medications, whether it means they're seeing a therapist, or whether it means that they do actually have a service dog. And I mean, like, ideally, just as a 5-year plan, tangentially, I mean, we'd like to have our own facility so that we can train the dogs completely ourselves rather than having to hire a trainer and have you go through their facility and everything like that. So it'd be nice to have our own facility so we have just more space, we can have more dogs at a time, etc. But there isn't really a solid, like, we will have helped 10 children in 5 years or something like that.
It's hard to define exactly what it might look like. Especially when you're dealing with things like PTSD. I've got quite a few friends working through adult PTSD, most specifically with veterans and first responders, and they partner with equine-assisted therapy ranches, which are huge. I don't know if you've done any reading on that, but these things are popping up all over the U.S. and all over the world because the horse can actually sense how you're feeling. They're a prey animal. They're not a predator, which means they have to be highly attuned and highly aware of how any person that hops in their area, how they're actually feeling, what their intentions are.
Yeah, that's actually why the only animals that can become service dogs are dogs. Well, service animals are dogs, yes, but you can also train miniature horses, which that's why, since they're one of the few animals who can actually be trained that well and be as in tune to see, this is what's happening. Okay, we have a problem. Just calm, and then calm the person down.
Yeah, that's actually really fantastic. I'm so glad that the animals are here to help us and do something more than just, I don't know, eat and tear up newspapers.
Yeah.
Now, in a pre-interview, you mentioned something other than just service dogs that you were also providing scholarships for
It's an intensive trauma therapy program. It's called ITT in West Virginia. It's actually where I went while we were still waiting for me to get Einstein, my service dog. I was there for about a week, and I found it to be incredibly helpful, and it went a long way towards letting me manage the PTSD just as a jump start before I was able to get Einstein. So I was able to use it, so I wanted other people to be able, other kids to be able to benefit from it without worrying about the cost, since it's like $10,000-ish. So we provide grants there if the program thinks that they'll be able to help you, because they don't accept every applicant. They only accept the people who they think they'll be able to help. So if they accept you, then we'll be able to give you the grant. But we can't make them accept you, since, as I said, it's only those they think they can actually help.
Oh, of course, it's got to be the right fit for the right program, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how can we, my team at the Nonprofit Architect, my listeners out there, my group on Facebook, how can we help you? What do you need?
Obviously, the most concrete way would be to go to our website, which is chaoticspider.org, spider with a Y, and donate. And you can also support us via Amazon Smile. So like 1 or 2% of all of your purchases will go to us. But even beyond that, just like, follow us on social media. We're very active on Facebook and Twitter. So just follow us, share it with your friends, just spread the word about us.
Well, that's fantastic, Liam. Thanks so much for being on the show today. And feel free to reach back out if there's anything I can do to help you out. You please just let me know.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Nonprofit Architect. To listen to all our past shows, visit http://nonprofitarchitect.org. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you.